How to transfer a property you own into an LLC or a business that you own. How do you do it? That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. When you're done with today's episode, we're going to show you 9 ways that walk you through the process of taking a property that you bought, probably in your own name, huge mistake, and then transferring it over to an LLC, a business, which is probably the smartest way that you can own a rental property. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris.
I'm Natalie Morris.
And we're longtime real estate investors, so we devote this channel to helping you build financial freedom, financial intelligence. And the way that we do it is with buy and hold real estate. We buy properties, mostly single families that we buy. We hold them, they cash flow, and we have reached financial freedom. And our goal is to help you do the same. So thanks for joining us today.
That's right. So today we're going to talk you through transferring ownership of your real estate into a business entity that you own. Now, why would you do this? Well, we learned the hard way when we first started to invest in real estate. We bought in our own names. The properties were owned by Clayton and Natalie Morris. And then we got some serious players on our team. We got a great tax accountant. We got a great estate attorney. And they were like, whoa, you're not going to do this, right? So we've been through this on this channel, all the reasons why you don't want to own in your own name. You can go back probably every episode we mentioned reasons why you shouldn't do that. So we're going to assume you're on board with this. You know your real estate should be owned in some kind of business entity, whether it be an S Corp, an LLC, you talk to your tax person about it. But most of our real estate is owned in LLCs. So we're going to take you through that process. So let's pretend... Let's come up with an address that we're going to walk through this.
Okay, let's, instead of Main Street, let's do, how about 568...
Starburst.
I'm coming up with it. Okay. All right, 568 Kombucha Drive.
Kombucha Drive.
Kombucha Drive.
568 Kombucha Drive is now owned currently by Clayton and Natalie Morris. That means any income that comes in, the rent is paid to Clayton and Natalie Morris. It's then mailed to our house, and we have to report that on our individual Social Security numbers, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right, our individual income tax returns.
Yes.
So you already get the sense of why it's a losing, you don't want to do it this way.
But, right.
So this is how, yeah. So Clayton and Natalie Morris own this property, 568 Kombucha Drive, and we're paying income tax on that money that's being mailed to us.
Okay. So now we decide we don't want to do this anymore, and we are committed to the process of putting this into Kombucha LLC.
Okay.
Okay. So we go through the process of setting up the LLC, right? Or before we do that, though, we talk to the lender if we have a note on this property, because some lenders say, no, you can't do that. We lent to you, Clayton and Natalie Morris. If you own this in an LLC, that gives us one more step we had to go through to get our money back. So you're going to have a real talk on whether or not your lender will allow this.
So now this is, of course, if you have a mortgage on the property. If you own it free and clear, then you don't have
to have that. You do what you want.
You do what you want. But, right. You know, on our show, if you've listened to the podcast, the audio version of our show, we've had Garrett Sutton on, who's Robert Kiyosaki's attorney. A very, very smart real estate attorney. So go listen to that episode of the Investing in Real Estate podcast. We'll have a link for you to go listen to that. He talks about this, that you can, of course, if you have a property with a mortgage, you can transfer it over to an LLC. And there are lawyers, they're very smart lawyers that can make that happen for you. So don't be put off by the fact that you might have a lawyer, you might have a lender that kind of puts up a stop sign in your way.
Right. This could be a way to refinance it into a small business loan, because now you are a small business. Mm-hmm. Or the lender may ask that you name your LLC, but you stay on as the main person responsible for the mortgage, which also would be fine, right? You intend to pay this mortgage. You just have to have a talk with them about it, because if you do this without having notified them, it could trigger a due on sale clause, which means you've monkeyed with the ownership of this, and now we're going to trigger that you owe the full amount of the mortgage, and you don't want that, right?
No,
so you must have this conversation.
And let's be clear about that. That's always a scary thing, a scary prospect. God, that's itchy nose today. Maybe it's changing weather.
Now I got to itch my nose.
Everybody it's contagious. Everyone itched their nose.
Okay.
It's one of those things where I don't want you to be scared about the idea of it being due on sale, right? Because what Garrett Sutton will say is, well, there's not a sale, because if you're deeding it to an LLC that you own, it won't trigger the sale. Also, banks don't want to own real estate. Banks are terrible owners of real estate. They don't want to do it. They don't want to have to then file a foreclosure on you and go through that entire process because they've triggered this whole process.
Right.
They're not going to do it. And so there are ways around this. So just pay attention, work with a great lawyer, and protect yourself in that process. But yes, step one is to talk to a lender. What's step two?
Okay, then you go through the process of forming the LLC because you have to make the decision. What if your lender says, no way, Jose? Some of them can be real jerks.
Right.
And then you've already gone through the process of opening an LLC for nothing. Well, then that sucks, right? So you have to make sure that you're ready to do this. Then you open the LLC. You can either have an estate lawyer do it or you can do it yourself. It's pretty easy to do online in most states. The problem that we have is that we put our LLCs inside of holding companies, which right. then report to our trust. So I never do this myself, but you can, right? No. It depends how far along you are in the process of estate planning.
And I should mention Garrett Sutton's company. They've been great for our clients at Morris Invest, Corporate Direct. We'll have a link again in the show notes. They set up LLCs for you, and you want a good attorney team handling that setup process because you can go through and do it yourself online in like 5 seconds using like a LegalZoom or one of those types of things.
Mm-hmm.
My recommendation is not to do that. My recommendation is to work with a company like Corporate Direct or others that know what they're doing. Because if they have to set up this structure, how certain LLCs talk to each other is
right.
very, very important.
The ownership of it. That there's always one box in the form. Like you go along, okay, name and address, that much I know. And then you go through the next form and it's like, do you want this or that percent ownership in this way? And I'm like, I don't know.
Now, I don't want to scare you though. Setting up an LLC only takes a short amount of time.
Right.
So if you're about to buy a property, it takes a short amount of time. You just come up with a creative name, right? Like Kombucha LLC or, you know, maybe Husband and Wife Wealth Holdings. Maybe, you know, you're Sally and John are watching this video right now. It might be Sally and John's Wealth Holdings LLC, whatever. Just come up with something unique so that when the lawyer, the team, they look for it online for the corporation being in the directory, that it's available. Don't make it something easy and unavailable.
If it's used up, then you don't want to use it, right? Because you might be... You don't want to get someone else's tax bill. You want it to be relatively recognizable as just yours. So yes, you go through that process. And then usually at the same time, if you have a lawyer doing this for you, they will file with the state for an EIN number. That's the employee identification number. It's like a social security number for your business.
So this is step three.
This is step three.
Right, is to get a tax ID number or an EIN, employment identification number. Again, it's very simple to do. You can go to irs.gov, right, on the IRS's website with your corporate documents, now your LLC documents.
Mm-hmm.
You can get your EIN number very, very easily on the website, but also your legal team can also do it for you. That way, because when you go down to the local Bank of America or Wells Fargo or whatever bank you're going to use to set up your business checking account, you'll need your EIN number and your LLC documents. So get all that done first. Walk down to Bank of America or wherever and say, here you go. I'm ready to set up my Kombucha LLC banking account. Today's episode is brought to you by Purple Mattress. Wait till you hear at the end of this ad, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free pillow from them. And I got to tell you, Purple Mattress, there's a lot of different mattress companies out there, and I've tried a lot of them. Purple Mattress is the best mattress that I've ever bought. We recently just upgraded our bed. We had a queen mattress that we had for a number of years, one of those memory foam mattresses. I used to wake up with a stiff back, stiff neck. And I, you know, you get really hot at night because those memory foam mattresses, you just like, you cook. It's like putting an egg on a frying pan. That's what it feels like. Not with Purple Mattress. I said, I've got to try these things. I've heard so many great results from friends that bought a Purple Mattress. I'm going to try it. It is fantastic. It feels like one of those hotel beds you go to that you never want to leave, you know? That's what it feels like. It's amazing. So we just got a King Purple Mattress, and it's the best mattress I've ever bought, hands down. I will praise them till the cows come home. This is a personal experience on my end, that I'm very particular about my sleep. My wife likes to joke that don't ever wake your, you know, Clayton up. Don't ever wake my husband up because it's like waking a bear. And this mattress is fantastic. You know, I used to wake up all stiff, you know, hot, sweaty. Not anymore. Purple Mattress, this thing is incredible. It's so comfortable. It stays nice and cool at night. And it's different than anything I've ever felt before because the material was actually created by a rocket scientist. That's no joke. They actually created this brand new material developed by an actual rocket scientist. I'm sure you've seen the commercials where they drop a guy that's covered in eggs. They drop him from like 10 feet and the eggs don't break.
because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while you're sleeping and you still feel really comfortable. It's breathable, so it sleeps very cool. It's really, really amazing. And you get a 100-night risk-free trial. So you can try it. I'm telling you what, if you don't like this bed, you can return it. If you're not fully satisfied, you get a full refund. It also has a 10-year warranty. They do free shipping and returns, and they'll even do free home setup for you. And they'll take your old mattress and get rid of it. You are going to love Purple. It's the best mattress I've ever bought. I absolutely love it. My wife thinks it's like heaven sleeping in this bed. Right now, our listeners are going to get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. So all you have to do to get this, and the only way to get it is just for listeners of this show, you just have to text the word investing, text investing to the phone number 474747. It's super simple. The only way to get this free pillow is to text investing to 474747. That's INVESTING to 474747. Message and data rates may apply. You've got to check out Purple Mattress. I'm telling you what, it's a great gift for the holidays. It's great for you. It will change your sleeping life. Thanks, Purple.
Now, what was confusing for me in the state of New Jersey is that the state also assigned us a business ID number, and it's not nine numbers like an EIN number. So I was always a little bit confused. So make sure you know your state ID number is not your federal tax ID. It's kind of like your, you know, identification inside your state, your driver's license number in the state is not your social security number. The EIN is your federal identification number. And you file a tax return with any income made on that number. But now income in that EIN is not made on my personal social security number. It goes through it because I own the EIN, right? That's what they mean, my pass-through entity.
Right.
Ultimately, we own that EIN. It will be reported on our tax returns, but it's its own thing, right? Okay. All so right. Now we're talking about transferring it from Clayton and Natalie Morris, the man and woman, into Kombucha LLC, which we own as a man and woman, but it's its own thing. So we're just going from one to the next. So to do that, you have to record a deed.
All right. So that's step four, I take it. Step four is to record a deed. So
right.
Who does that? Does a title company do that? Where do you get a deed? What is a deed? What do I need that for?
Okay. A deed is simply a piece of paper. You can do this yourself. You can go to an office supply company or order them online. It's like a formal form. I don't think you can print them from your computer because they have to be a carbon type. It's like a proper form.
So what's an informal form?
Like a post-it.
Like somebody, like a form that has jeans on.
Like you can't record your deed from one entity to another on a post-it. You take that down to the county and you're like, here's what's happening. It's from this one to this one. They're going to be like.
I've definitely, you know, purchase agreements are kind of, you know, I've definitely bought properties and definitely signed purchase agreements with people over the years on like the backs of paper. On the backs of envelopes.
Okay, that's not what this is. It has to be a formal deed that's recorded. So, you know, when you buy a property and they send you the deed in the mail, it's at least stamped with the raised seal from the county.
The county takes 4 months to send you a deed because they're so slow.
That happens. Now, here's the thing. Someone is going to take this to the actual county, right? Usually when I want to transfer real estate from one entity to the next, I call up the title company and I'm pretty happy to pay them about $150 to do this. If you want to do it yourself, you absolutely can. Again, it's another one of those things where I like using the experts and you decide what's your comfort level, right?
Right.
They're going to inform you on whether or not you use a warranty deed or a quit claim deed. That's something that we've done an entire episode on choosing between the two. So I'm not going to get into that now. The point is you're going to have either an expert prepare it or do it yourself. And then it is recorded at the county. So the county knows who owns this property. How do I get in touch with them? Where do I send the tax bill? And where do I send any legal information about that plot of land?
Right. Let's be honest. The tax bill is the thing that they want to send you. So they want to know who owns the property and where to send that payment, that coupon every year or quarter to pay your taxes. Okay.
Yeah.
Number five. What is step five?
No, that was it. We fill out the deed.
Okay. Step five is fill out the deed.
I kind of squished these steps.
So four is find a deed.
Is get said deed.
Get the deed.
Do not use a post-it.
Step five is fill out the deed.
Right.
And not informally. And make sure it's formally done. And then you're going to submit that to the county. All right, what's step six in this
process? Step six is sign the deed. And a lot of times you need these warranty deeds notarized. Mm-hmm. We use an awesome service called notarize.com where I actually don't have to go anywhere. A lot of times I do notaries in my pajamas because you can call up an online video notary and they'll notarize your document and email it to you. I think that's awesome. But if you've got a notary that you like to use, do whatever you want. But a lot of times you need to know if they require a notary, then do that.
Just let's back up a second on that. Notarize.com is pretty freaking awesome. We've used them multiple times when we're traveling with the kids. We'll be like at a hotel or someplace. It's like, I got to go do a notary. You think, how are you going to do a notary here at this hotel?
Right. We've done it in like small places in Europe where the Wi-Fi's not that good.
Just over the internet, and there'll be a personal pop-up. Say, hi, Natalie, how you doing? Great. We're going to notarize this now. And it's all legal. It's all done, you know, through the laws properly. And then you're signing it right there. She's witnessing the signature. And it's amazing. So
not all states accept electronic notaries. So you want to make sure that your state does. But we've had awesome success with this. They take a picture of your driver's license or your passport or whatever personal documents you've got on you. It's an awesome process. So I find that to be a lot easier than a lot of times if I need to get a notary, I need to get a sitter. Because if I bring a child into a notary, that's so painful.
Right. It's a pain.
So painful.
All right. That was step six. What is step seven in this process?
Okay. Now, finally, we've signed it. We've filled it out. We got it, right? So we need to record it. So you march down to the county or your titled person does, and you record it. You get some kind of receipt so that you know that it was done because a lot of times the counties are backed up. They take a really long time. So you just want to ask, you want proof that you actually did it because what happens, this does happen a lot of times. Like I switched over the entity ownership, and then the tax bill still comes in my name.
Right.
Even which is frustrating, right? But I'm kind of like, they just don't know that yet. And I just pay it out of the entity. They don't come back around and say, you weren't supposed to pay this. It was supposed to come out of your personal checkbook.
This happens all the time in our office at Morris Invest because we're, you know, selling properties around the country that we own. And there are times when, so the deed is recorded in the client's new name. They own the property now. They've owned it for 2 months and they come back to, you know, the team in our office and say, I had never received my deed.
Right.
Which we have to say, sorry, we don't do that. That's where the county, you have to wait. You can call them. You can see if they, you know, will mail it to you. But you're, again, you're dealing with a government bureaucracy at the county level. And if they're getting a lot of deeds coming through there, it's a matter of when they mail it out to you. So
if you marched it down yourself, make sure you keep that receipt. Or if your title person went, ask them for any kind of proof of when they brought it in or when it was filed. Because sometimes this happens is that we've sold a property, so it's actually in somebody else's name. And then the county comes around and comes after us for some kind of violation, right? Like high weeds and grass or something. And I say, well, I didn't own it on the day that you inspected it. And they said, well, we think you did. So I'll have to send proof of when it was closed and when it was recorded. And I have that information. The title company sends that to me. Or if I went down myself, I would have a receipt. So it's good to be organized and make sure you keep track of this kind of thing.
Remember, like we had a squatter in one of our properties. We had to show up with the deed with the police.
Right.
Like, no, sorry, we own this property. Please, you're going to have to vacate.
I own this property. And we're like, you actually never owned this property because we know for a fact we did not buy it from you.
And by the way, you're not even paying rent. You're living in my property. I own the property. I'm sorry. And you've totally destroyed my property. It's time to get out so we can do a renovation on said property. Anyway, deeds are very important. That's step seven. All right. What's step eight in this process?
Okay. Then you need to change your lease. So if you already have a renter in there who is paying Clayton and Natalie Morris rent, you have to say, thank you for that. Next month, please make your check out to Kombucha LLC, right? Mm-hmm. Or tell your property manager, please start to pay this bank account that's owned by the LLC because now this money is going on that tax ID number. It's important.
Yeah, this is very important. So if your property manager has been sending you a check to your main husband and wife checking account for the past 3 years,
Now they're going to have to next month make sure that it doesn't get sent to us again, because now we're going to have tax problems if that happens.
Yeah.
It needs to go to this new account that you've just set up for Kombucha LLC. Very, very important.
Right. The last step is tell your insurance company, because they need to make sure that they add your LLC as a named party on your insurance policy. A lot of times they don't need to redo the policy. They can just add the LLC, but talk to them about how they want to do that. And whether or not that changes your policy at all, because you don't want then to be, you know, if there's any liability then, and that tenant sues you because they tripped over a tree that you didn't pull the roots out, whatever, right? And then they sue your LLC and the insurance company says, well, we don't insure your LLC. We insure you as a person. Like right. That's the kind of thing that maybe could happen. I don't know. I just made that whole thing up.
No,
but
that's
I just
point.
Wouldn't want to be liable for it.
Yeah. Call your insurance. Make sure you've crossed all the T's and dotted the I's, because I mean, that happened to me years ago. I had a car accident when I was in my young, you know, 20s, and I didn't have the proper insurance on the new car. And guess what? Who had to end up paying for the whole car fix? Me.
Yeah. He had only insured his sidecar.
Right.
Not his proper car.
Just my little, Batman and Robin sidecar.
I don't think those are even legal.
A little sidecar?
Yeah.
On the side of a motorcycle?
I think in some states they're illegal.
Oh, probably. Yeah,
because
it's a little
know,
box.
Actually.
It's very protected.
It's so safe.
All right. Thank you so much for downloading and subscribing. If you have any questions about this process, please leave them in the comments section below. We will dive in and answer those questions. Also put together a new show around those questions. So please don't be shy about that. And please, if you're not already a subscriber, hit the subscribe button. Please do that. Hit the little subscribe button right there. And then also hit the little bell notification, because we do a live show on a regular basis as well. So you can be watching us live once a week as well, and you'll get the little notification about that. So until next time, everyone, go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. We believe it's the number one way to build wealth. We'll see you next time.